when you sit for an extended period of time, as you've been doing, it's quite natural for gravity to have an effect and to feel kind of a collapsing inside, which is why it can be very helpful to explore some mindful movement to help keep your body more aligned. This morning's instructions, I thought I would share with you just a few little exercises you can do that can help you to align internally. As we speak of gladdening the mind, it's also helpful to gladden the body in any way you can to create the most optimal space you can for meditation. So there are just a few simple moves that I'd like to share with you. If you're sitting in a chair, you might like to scoot yourself forward a little bit so your back is not against the chair. And there are two variations for this first little mindful movement practice. And again, you can do this seated on a cushion or a chair. Two options. One is to bring your hands right to your waist. Or if you like, alternatively, you can open your palms so they're out to either side. So if you're sitting close to someone in a chair, it's okay if you have a little contact. And as you explore, you can close your eyes. And first, deepen your breath. And actively press down through the floor of the pelvis. So you're pressing down through the sits bones. And then you might draw the navel in toward your spine. So there's this sense of activating at the core. And now begin to inhale slowly to the count of four or five. And then exhale slowly to the count of four or five. And then begin to draw your shoulder blades together. As you draw the shoulder blades together, draw the shoulders down just slightly and continue to breathe slow and full and deep. You're actively holding the contraction here as you draw the shoulder blades together, pressing down through the floor of the pelvis, and draw the navel in toward the spine. And as you breathe slow and full and deep, about five of these breaths is about 1 minute. And there's something here about just holding the contraction for about 1 minute. One more slow, full, deep breath. And then very gently release. You can bring your hands back to your lap or to the tops of your thighs. And with the eyes closed, just relax and feel. Notice where you feel the breath on the inside. In the next exploration, there are a few variations here as well. If you like, you can take your left hand. And one option is to bring the back of your hand to the crown of your head. If that's not comfortable for you, you can bring just your palm to the crown of your head or any variation that works for you. And again, close the eyes and press down through the sits bones, down through the floor of the pelvis, draw the navel in toward the spine. And again, slow down and deepen and smooth out the breath. If you can breathe in slowly to the count of four or five and glide right into the exhalation. You're not straining here, but you can explore what it's like just to slightly elevate the elbow, to draw the elbow back just slightly. No strain, but just to that place where you're engaged. Now feel the space between the fingers. And then very gently release the hand. Feel that hand flowing through the air as you bring your hand down to your lap or the top of your thigh, and relax and feel notice if there's any subtle shift to the upper chest, the relationship of the shoulder blade to the back, the movement of breath. And then as you're ready, you can bring the right hand up, either the back of the hand to the top of the head or the palm or any variation that works for you. And again, pressing down through the floor of the pelvis and draw the navel slightly in toward the spine. And let your full attention be on the breath. Slow, deep, and full as you inhale. Slow, deep, and full as you exhale. There's no strain, but engaged. And one more round of breath, slow, deep, and full. Feel the space between the fingers. And slowly, with awareness, release the hand. Let that hand float through space. Let your hand come to a place of rest. Relax and feel. And just feel the imprint, the effect. And we'll explore just one more variation. If you like, you can bring both hands up. If you like, you can interlace the fingers. And if it's comfortable for you, you can bring the hands to the crown of your head. Or if it's comfortable for you, you can bring your hands slightly behind your head. And once again, with the eyes closed, press down through the floor of the pelvis. Draw the navel in toward the spine. And again, you're not straining. You're not forcing. Engage the breath, slow and full and deep. Notice all the details of your experience as you breathe, anything that might move or shift or change on the inside. Is it possible to both lengthen and relax slightly through the back of the neck? And as you're ready now, very gently release the fingers. Feel the hands as they flow through space. Let the hands come to a relaxed place inside. Relax and feel. And as you let your body settle in for meditation, making any subtle adjustments that you sense will support you in both being relaxed and alert. And taking a few moments to reflect on this practice of gladdening the mind. It can be helpful to think of perhaps one thing with which you feel a sense of appreciation or gratitude. It might be a reflection on this opportunity to practice. Sometimes I substitute the words "I have to meditate" with the words "I get to meditate." And taking your time to allow yourself to open into this sense of receiving the moment, feel the forehead smooth. Could you soften the little muscles around your eyes? You might sense if you could relax your tongue in a way that it fills your lower jaw. And could you relax the root of your tongue down into your throat? And sense if you can soften or relax the mechanism of the jaw. Feel the space between the upper teeth and the lower teeth. That space might just open a little bit through a sense of internal softening. Can you feel the weight and the volume of your arms? Can you feel the volume or the space inside your hands and fingers and thumbs? And feeling the lower back and the buttocks. And the belly. The lower abdomen and the floor of the pelvis. And can you feel the length of the weight or the volume of your legs? And the volume of the space inside your feet and toes. And as you continue to relax and feel and watch, some find it helpful to imagine or to place a very gentle smile at the corners of the eyes, or the subtlest smile at the corner of the lips. Just a sense if you find this helpful. You may find it helpful to select an anchor for this meditation. The movement of the breath inside, the vibration of sound, some find placement in the felt sense, the palms of the hands or the soles of the feet to be a helpful anchor. You may take some time to sense how intimately you can connect with your anchor. To notice where you feel the breath on the inside. To feel the pure vibration of sound without a story. Internally, in the felt sense, this perception of pulse or vibration, subtle energy. Remembering there is no condemnation of thinking in this practice. It is utterly natural. And if in that moment of recognizing that you are lost in thought, to let that moment be a practice of compassion. And to notice how gently, how compassionately you can escort your attention back to your anchor, back to the experience of here and now. An important element of this practice is starting again. No matter how far away your mind may wander, no matter how strong an event may occur, we are all again and again starting again. You can take your time. Sense through the body what might soften or relax or let go. You can again feel the forehead smooth, to relax the tongue, the lips. Feel the palms, the soles of the feet, and the belly and the lower back. And opening again to intimacy, the intimate movement of the breath on the inside. The real-time vibration of sound. The perception of pulse or tingling, the movement of subtle energy inside. The more intimately you relax and feel and watch, the more intimately you can sense this flow, this stream, the fluctuation, change, and sense who you are as the one who is aware. Your capacity to be intimately present and at the same time to allow. As you continue to relax and pay attention, you may notice an enhanced capacity for two things. The first is your capacity to experience what is happening as it's happening. The second is a heightened capacity to observe your relationship to what is happening. The subtlety of pushing away or grasping. noting in any given moment what is happening right now. Am I in some way pushing away, judging? Am I in some way pulling it closer, holding on? Or can I let it be? In these remaining 5 minutes or so, you might refresh your practice. Is there anything that could relax or soften right now? As you escort your attention to your anchor, how intimately can you experience it right now? Sensing this quality of being deeply relaxed, at the same time, alert.